Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and this week we are just highlighting the top 7 posts and videos of Facebook and Instagram. And we're just going to dig in and share the most popular social media engagements that we had of 2022. So we'll start with Facebook, and number 7 for Facebook was food and sugar addiction. And this post was all about the interview that I did with Dave Avram Wolf. He's a dietitian, and we talked about sugar and food addiction and just addiction in general and how your brain, an addicted brain, may need a different approach, that your food relationship is not broken. You just have to approach food in a different way. So that's number 7. Number 6 is part 2, the lock and key to weight loss resistance. And this we really talk about, I dug into really just the genetics of weight loss resistance and what influences genes. So if you haven't dug into this series, I did a 3-part series on the lock and key to weight loss resistance. And number 6 was part 2 of that series that was the most viewed. So if you missed that, I would encourage you to go back and check that out so that you can understand maybe some things that you can get caught up on if you're struggling with weight loss resistance. Number 5, our top 5 viewed Facebook posts and video was part 1, the lock and key to weight loss resistance. So that one, again, just goes in that 3-part series. I would highly encourage you to check out part 3, although it did not hit the top 7. It did hit in the top 10, I think. So regardless, it is the whole series is really good in helping you understand the genetic connection with weight loss resistance. So number 4 is protecting your health after weight loss surgery. And this really just highlighted what happens after bariatric surgery and how your immune system is improved, or how that is influenced after bariatric surgery. And then how can you maintain that? I dive into ways that you can help maintain that shift that occurred with bariatric surgery, so that you just put your health in the best spot so that you can maintain a healthy, vibrant life with little sickness. So I would check that one out if you missed it. Then number 3 is artificial sweeteners and your gut microbiome. And this was an interview that I did with Dr. Erica Lavella, and she is a bariatric surgeon out of Oregon, and we really dive into how artificial sweeteners influence your gut microbiome. Now, we both are in agreement that we don't believe in perfection, and we don't believe that you would never have zero the rest of your life. We just believe that you have to evaluate the volume you're consuming, and if you are experiencing symptoms that maybe could be contributed to the amount of artificial sweeteners you're consuming. Because we do know that it does shift your gut microbiome, and for some, even your blood sugar. So I would tune into that video, and I would watch the full episode, honestly, on YouTube. You can access all of these full videos on YouTube. So any of these that I'm highlighting, you can find the full on podcasts or on YouTube videos. So that one is a really good one to check out. Same with number seven, the food addiction interview that I did with David Wolf. So number two, why can't I stay motivated? And this post is all about really the genetic connection and that it, certain genes can influence our motivation. So if you haven't watched this, I'd encourage you to check it out on YouTube or just some of the social media posts is helpful because it can give you some insights that you maybe didn't realize, but then also give you some strategies on how to work around this if you do have these genetic SNPs. And then number one, our number one Facebook post is very interesting. And this is the top post of 2022. And this post was actually, it's a Facebook Live video I did 4 years ago. And the topic is, think you need a pouch reset? Try this instead. And so this you will only find in Facebook. So you will only find this live video that I did and the communication that I had with everybody that was live with me. But we dig into your gut microbiome and how that is a better strategy than a pouch reset. So I am not a believer in pouch resets, and I dig into this and what you can do instead that is evidence-based that will support your weight loss needs way better than a pouch reset ever will, because you cannot shrink your pouch with changing your food intake. So hopefully you will enjoy that, and I would just search it on Facebook under our Gastric Health Show. Just think you need a pouch reset and you should be able to find it. But that is our number one viewed post of 2022. And I just find that so interesting that it's 4 years old and it's still something that people are interested in learning about. So that's awesome. So now let's go to Instagram. And I haven't been on Instagram as long as I have been on Facebook, but we do definitely have our top seven posts on Instagram of 2022. And number seven is gastric bypass and stomach acid. And we dig into, this was a post, this was not a video, but this post we really highlighted the importance of having an acidic environment even after gastric bypass. And then we explain how gastric bypass makes your stomach an alkaline environment and why even that matters. So if you have not checked out this information, you can find the full episode on stomach acid after bariatric surgery. I have it under heartburn considerations after gastric surgery. You can find that in a blog post, a podcast, and a YouTube video. So this is one snippet of that whole video. You can find also the 37 cited research studies that I used to present this content. And that is found under the podcast on our website. You can find that on at gastrichealth.com and just click on podcasts and then just go to heartburn considerations after gastric surgery, and you can scroll to the bottom, and I have all 37 cited research articles there for all the solutions I gave for heartburn. So if you missed that, make sure you check it out, especially if you do have heartburn. But even if you don't have heartburn, I would say I would encourage you to learn more about the proper environment your stomach needs to have adequate digestion of your food. Number six is melatonin improves heartburn after gastric surgery. And again, this goes with that heartburn considerations after gastric surgery. So you will find that as well as a podcast, blog post, and a YouTube video. So you can find it in any of those spots on our website at gastrichealth.com, or you can find that full episode on YouTube under Gastric Health and or the Gastric Health Show. So hopefully you'll check that out if you haven't already. Number five is gastric surgery and stomach acid. Should your stomach be acidic or alkaline? In this video, it's just kind of a snippet of the bigger one. So I find it very interesting that Instagram was more into the digestion and heartburn piece than Facebook. So that was surprising to me. But regardless, if you want to learn more about the optimal digestive environment and making sure that you have an acidic environment, even after bariatric surgery, where you have an alkaline environment, I teach you how to do that and different strategies to use. And then why getting off of proton pump inhibitors is so important. And it just gives a lot of insight with the cited research with all of it. Number four is how to prevent heartburn after gastric surgery. And again, this goes into that whole heartburn considerations after gastric surgery. So you can find all of these four in the same blog post, YouTube video, and podcast. So you can get all of the same information. But this was just a post. It wasn't a video. And I discussed four areas of how to prevent or at least put the odds in your favor to have less heartburn after gastric surgery. Number three is five reasons you need probiotics after weight loss surgery. And this is where I dig into how to utilize probiotics and why they're so important after bariatric surgery. With all the microbiome shifts that occur because of bariatric surgery, especially the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, but maybe not completely equal, but significant even after gastric surgery, after gastric sleeve surgery. But regardless, to have an optimal digestion, you've got to address your gut microbiome as well. So, five reasons you need probiotics after weight loss surgery is a great video to check into. We highlight the bacteria Firmicutes, the one that is responsible for extracting the number of calories that your body will absorb from the foods you eat, and how that influences your weight and your success after bariatric surgery. So if you missed that one, I would check it out. Again, you can find that one on YouTube, the full video on YouTube, and you can just type in the five reasons you need probiotics after weight loss surgery. And then number two is pancreatic enzymes and gut bacteria. And really, this just goes into digestion. And it's really highlighting, I think the title of this one was and you can find this in YouTube, as well as Instagram and Facebook, but it's a podcast, a YouTube. It is not a blog post, I don't think. I don't remember. Oh, it is. It's three digestive issues after bariatric surgery. So you can find that full episode with the pancreatic enzymes and why that's so important in influencing your gut bacteria and digestion and that whole piece. And then the number one Instagram post was what is causing maldigestion? So again, this is paired with number two. It is found in that three digestive issues after weight loss surgery. And you can view that full video on YouTube as well as on our podcast. So that is the top seven 2022 Instagram viewed posts and videos. So hopefully that gives you maybe some new content to explore. And if you haven't, checked out our social media, I would encourage you to follow along. I kind of break it up into, 20 to 30 second snippets so that you can get kind of just the most important highlights in one short video. So we truly appreciate all of you, and we are honored that you have an interest in the information that we provide. I would love any feedback of things that you maybe have tried from the strategies that I offer. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or just hit contact us on our website at gastrichealth.com. We would love to hear any of your successes or failures that you tried and it didn't work, or it worked fabulously. We'd love any of that feedback, so feel free to reach out if you want. If you haven't checked out our Gastric Health membership, I would encourage you to do so. We are super excited to offer this to all of you because we want a space. We want to be a landing place for you before, during, and years after bariatric surgery, because we want to create a community that we are partnering with each other, we are striving for better health, and we are excited about trying maybe new ways or just things maybe that have not ever been presented to you. We always at Gastric Health, we look through the lens of functional medicine and utilizing an integrative and functional medicine approach where we believe in both. We believe in holistic and natural health, but we also believe in the conventional health and the conventional options that are out there. And we just have a bigger toolbox because we have both worlds and both options, the best of both of them. Again, at Gastric Health Membership, we are really committed to helping create a space that can help kind of nurture you where you are and help you grow over time in understanding the different strategies that maybe you might need to use from each different camps that you will find your best health. So I truly hope you have the best 2023 coming up, and enjoy this time with friends and family, and check out our membership, reach out in any way, and let's all work together to make 2023 our best year yet. Have a great New Year's, and we will see you in January of 2023 with some great content, and hopefully new programs will be rolling out very soon after the new year that you can participate in, that we're super excited to share with you. So we will see you then. Bye-bye.